What if your greatest enemy could become your most powerful ally? This counterintuitive premise forms the heart of Patrick Bet-David's revolutionary approach to business and personal growth. Born from witnessing his father's humiliation and fueled by his own transformation, Bet-David reveals how the right adversaries can transform from obstacles into rocket fuel for unprecedented success. This isn't just theory, it's a battle-tested methodology that has helped thousands of entrepreneurs convert raw emotion into strategic action. When Ray Dalio, Robert Kiyosaki, and Damon John call a book the most important business of the decade, it demands attention. The secret? A business framework that harnesses both heart and mind, emotion and logic, to create lasting success in any competitive landscape. Most business plans fail by being either too emotional without structure or too logical without motivation. Success requires both elements working together, like a bird needs both wings to fly. Emotional Ernie has passion but lacks organization, while logical Larry creates perfect plans but lacks the motivation to persist. When I raised $10 million for my financial services firm, investors were convinced by the integration of emotional vision with logical elements. My bold vision of 500,000 licensed agents by 2029 was backed by concrete growth rates, data-driven projections, and industry metrics showing 23% annual growth, $127 customer acquisition costs, and $3,200 lifetime value. This approach begins with choosing your enemy, followed by six paired building blocks: enemy and competition, will and skill, mission and plan, dreams and systems, culture and team, and vision and capital. Before creating this plan, examine your past year, what worked, what failed, and why. Elite performers conduct thorough postmortems, as repeating old mistakes is unacceptable. Enemies aren't necessarily people. They can be institutions, roadblocks, or anything preventing customer happiness. Elon Musk targets fossil fuels while being motivated by doubters. Your enemy might be predatory lending, obesity, or failing schools. Without an enemy driving you, finding strength to persevere becomes nearly impossible. Enemies create emotional fuel for success. A Florida real estate agent's fury toward a privileged competitor drives her relentless work ethic. Great enemies motivate you to avoid shame and embarrassment. The 14 enemy types fall into external, doubters, manipulators, and internal, scarcity mindset, fear of success, categories. The most powerful motivator? People who are beating you because their vision and accomplishments are greater than yours. Choose enemies that energize rather than drain you. Jordan Peterson advises against weak competitors, comparing it to chess grandmasters playing only amateurs. Instead, play against people who challenge you, enemies that stretch you toward greatness. Will is emotional, wanting something beyond description. Skills are logical, tools that help you impose your will to win. Money motivates only partially. Those who persist are driven by something greater, an indomitable spirit. My 8-year-old son Dylan once declared, "I will be the greatest fighter in the world," during jiu-jitsu. When his performance dropped, he tried changing will to want. He later admitted, "If I say will, I have to do it, but if I say want, I don't have to." This child grasped what took me decades to learn, the profound difference between willpower and want power. Building skills means putting will into action, committing to improvement regardless of constraints. Rather than setting arbitrary goals, identify the three skills you most need. For each, read at least six books and attend one training course. Go deep rather than wide. Mission creates endurance and attracts the right people. Find yours by observing what moves you, determining what you're sick of, asking what sets me off, and identifying what bothers you enough to address. Great mission statements are concise and emotionally resonant, like Patagonia's, "We're in business to save our home planet." My mission discovery came during financial success, but inner emptiness in my 20s. At an event, George Will's masterful blend of emotion and logic about America's problems inspired me. My mission became to use entrepreneurship to solve the world's problems and teach capitalism because the fate of the world depends on it. Dreams ignite ambition, but systems make them reality. In December 2022, I fulfilled my childhood dream of becoming a minority owner of the New York Yankees, a journey showing how audacious achievements require both vision and execution. Most dreams fail simply because they lack effective systems. Systems function as dream-making machines. Just as a bodybuilder's pursuit of Mr. Olympia requires systematic workouts, nutrition, and recovery, your dreams need structured systems with proper sequencing and refinement. Dreams without rewards lose motivational power. I once watched a sales rep double his annual income in a single month but failed to celebrate, resulting in a dramatic income drop afterward. Without experiencing the emotional reward, his subconscious questioned his effort's value. Dreams transform when they evolve from wishes to future truths. The key is living as if your dreams have already become reality, expressing them with absolute conviction. While dreams provide direction, systems deliver results. Without proper systems, even 12-hour workdays yield only 3-4 productive hours. Systems create efficiency by automating routine decisions and ensuring consistent progress. For your business to succeed, you must address root issues. When you improve personally, your business improves. Culture manifests in concrete behaviors and rituals. Consider Japanese World Cup fans cleaning stadiums after beating Germany versus American football fans storming fields. When Japanese fans cleaned up, others followed their example. Every organization represents something distinctive. Bridgewater Associates stands for radical transparency, Zappos for enjoyment, Yankees for winning. Your company culture must authentically reflect your values, as people mirror their leaders. Actions shape mindset more effectively than words. More is caught than taught. Culture forms through repeated rituals, particularly when demonstrated by leaders. If learning is valued, host lunch and learns. For a risk-taking culture, publicly praise those who take risks even when they fail. People crave belonging to something meaningful. Harvard graduates drop H-bombs, casual mentions of their alma mater, to gain respect. This explains the $130 billion sports apparel market. Wearing team jerseys associates you with excellence. Regardless of size, strive to be more than just a business. The business battlefield demands both emotional fire and logical precision, harnessing your deepest feelings while executing with methodical discipline. Your enemies, whether competitors, internal doubts, or systemic problems, should serve as fuel rather than obstacles. What enemy will you choose today? What mission will sustain you through challenges? How will you build systems that transform dreams into reality? These answers will determine not just your business success, but your legacy. Remember, emotion provides the why, logic delivers the how. By choosing enemies wisely and integrating all 12 building blocks into your plan, you'll create something extraordinary, a business that succeeds financially while fulfilling your deepest purpose. The battlefield awaits. Will you merely survive, or will you conquer?